Our next guest this afternoon on Local Radio 3MFM is a local artist who I'm looking forward to speaking with. So we'll say good afternoon to Ray Dahlstrom.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us on 3MFM Local Radio. Now, Ray, I've said local. I'm not sure how long it is before you actually live here that you become a local, but you've lived here for 4 or 5 years now.
4.5. The last place I lived, I was there for 25 years and I was just about to think I was becoming a local.
So it's about a generation then, is it? About 25 years?
Well, it depends on the area, I think.
You and I might not live long enough to become locals down here.
Thank you.
No, I'm sure we will. Sure we will. Tell us about the circumstances of you moving down to the Bass Coast.
Well, it happened Black Saturday 2009. We were totally burnt out in Steeles Creek, which is at the foot of the King Lake National Park. And we decided then we weren't going to rebuild in the same spot. And we started looking for somewhere else to live. My daughter immediately started looking at what was available in real estate around the coast. She found one between Inverloch and Wonthaggi. We had a look at it. Wasn't what we decided. But we kept looking around because our niece provided us with a holiday house down there, a place to live, which we accepted. And soon we found somewhere to live and we moved in and we're now on 40 acres.
Okay, and so you're obviously enjoying being here or you wouldn't have stayed.
Yeah, we should have. We'd been talking about making this move about 5 years before Black Saturday and you tend to put things off.
Mm.
So we did and ultimately, though, we've made the move.
Yeah, okay. So going back to that day, I believe you lost a lot of artwork as well. I mean, fortunately, you survived and your family survived, but you lost a lot of artwork.
Yeah, I lost about 100 paintings, mostly of the local area, mostly of the forest trees. And probably at that time, the Yarra Valley had been in drought for 7 years and I thought it was probably on the cards that would be a disaster was going to happen, and probably at that stage a lot of my art was starting to be influenced by possible effects of climate change.
Mm. So were you there when the fires came through or had you evacuated?
Well, we made the decision that we were going to stay and we did. We were lucky. When I went back the next day and had a look at it, you know, my immediate comment was, how in the hell did we ever walk out of this? And we were lucky.
Yeah, yeah, very lucky indeed. So tell us about your art. Has it changed since Black Saturday? Did that make you change the way that you did things, the way you looked at the world?
Well, I'm looking at a different world down here. I'm looking at the ocean rather than the forest. And so it's now very much interpretive of what I expect the ocean will be like in the future, and of course it's pretty beautiful now and I'd like to keep it that way, but there are things at work which may change that.
So before we came on air, you mentioned how your view of the world changed or reinforced climate change when you saw the effects of Black Saturday.
It certainly did. I went out halfway through the afternoon that day and looked at the temperature gauge in the car and it was 48 degrees underneath the car in the shade. It was hot.
Mm.
But by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I thought nothing's going to happen. And I started watering the garden. An hour later, we were fighting the fire.
Mm.
So now what was the rest of the question?
Oh, just about your opinion about climate change. Did that reinforce that?
I don't know how anybody these days could believe that the science isn't real, but there are a few people around if they want to talk to me about living through something which you believe was caused by climate change. I'm quite willing to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, a lot of people still don't believe that that climate change exists, but you obviously do. And we've got a couple of paintings here today to talk about that you've brought in. So it is radio, so we can't show people, but it looks to me that we're looking at a before and after situation about the ocean.
Pretty much so. On the left-hand side over there, I've got one which is looking at the effects that carbon dioxide build-up would have if it, as it gets absorbed into the ocean. And I guess if the composition is saying that if we had a test tube, if the ocean was a test tube, and we kept putting carbon dioxide into it, it's going to have some effect on the acidification of the ocean, in which case what would happen is anything with any backbone or shell would ultimately disappear, and the only thing we'd have left in the ocean would be jellyfish.
Mm. Okay. Pretty powerful stuff. Very colourful art. What's the medium that you've used there?
The one on the left's oil.
Yep.
And the one on the right, which is probably the before. It's a mixture of oil and epoxy resin, which gives it a three-dimensional effect.
Mm, certainly does look like that. Looks like the fish is jumping out at me. So that's very beautiful blues and greens and turquoisey sort of colours, isn't it? It's not as violent as the other one.
No. Some people say all I do is paint nasty stuff.
Nothing nasty about that one, Ray.
But I say, no, that's not the case. It's not the case. I do some pretty stuff every now and then. You can't help it.
Yeah. Well, if people want to have a look at your work, you've got an exhibition that's coming up next week at the Wonthaggi Art Space in McBride Avenue, Wonthaggi. So tell us about that, Ray.
Well, it's the title of it's A Legacy for the Ocean, which is looking at how we'd like the ocean to remain, but it's also looking at the possible changes that could take place if we continue to build up the amount of carbon in the ocean, the changes that will happen. So that's the theme.
That's the message that you want to get across.
That's the message, yeah.
So how many pieces will you have at the exhibition?
Good question. Depends on the amount of space that they're going to give me, but I'm probably looking at 20 or thereabouts, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's a wonderful venue. They've done a great job, haven't they, since they obtained that space. So if you haven't been there before, you'll find it in McBride Avenue in Wonthaggi. So it all kicks off March the 13th. This is Ray's exhibition, and it runs till April the 7th. The official opening, though, is the 16th of March at 2 p.m. Who's doing the opening, Ray?
Frank Schoeneveld from Goat Island Gallery, just between Inverloch and Wonthaggi.
So tell us about Frank's work, those of us who don't know it.
Frank's work, yes. It's very different for a lot of people, very colourful. He's on about occupying large spaces with colour. It should be really him that's telling us about what he does, but it's well worth a look.
Okay, all right, fantastic. So get on down to the Wonthaggi Art Space and see Ray Dahlstrom's exhibition, which is called Legacy for the Ocean. So whether you're interested in climate change or whether you're not, whether you just want to have a look at some good art, it's very impressive stuff. And apart from Ray's stuff, there'll be other stuff available at the Wonthaggi Art Space, as there always is. And Ray?
Out of this too, I've also produced a range of T-shirts, and they will be available too.
Okay. T-shirts. So is there a theme to the T-shirts?
Well, certainly is.
I can imagine.
There's one that simply says CO2, arrow, acid ocean, arrow, another painting I've done, acrid ocean. Mm. So it's a double whammy. And also there's another later one, CO2, talking about our future, and underneath it, it simply says jellyfish and chips. So ultimately, when you go down to the local fish and chip shop, what will be available in the future.
I've never tasted jellyfish. I don't think I fancy it.
We know bones.
No, that's one thing anyway. All right, Ray, lovely to meet you this afternoon and good luck with the exhibition. And you'll find all the details on our website, 3mfm.com.au. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on local radio 3MFM.
Thanks, Wendy.